Well, I meant to mention a bit of John. I mentioned a bit of Charles Forrester in here too.
Mm-hmm.
William John Turner Clark. So we just start off to it?
Yes.
Yeah, so originally I came to the property on an army rehabilitation course after being in the islands in the 2nd 25th Battalion Infantry. We were at Moratai and Balikpapan and Rabaul and back home again. I came here then for a 3-year course, and I was told at that time about the threat of invasion. People thought that the Japanese were going to come in from Western Port Bay, and so all the southern section of this property was covered with gun emplacements and barbed wire entanglements. And during that time, the army, the American Army Infantry, did a lot of exercises over the property, and they were camped at Roville. When they left Roville, there were Italian, either internees or POWs, I'm not sure, took over the camp, and they were used to clean up the area, the barbed wire entanglements, and fill in the trenches. And they were also used for working parties in Melbourne, where I first came in contact with them. I used to drive them in an army truck to Melbourne for working parties. And apart from that, I don't think we've got any other historical memories of the place. The properties around here were owned by people. The opposite property here was Shandanagore at the time, which is now Mosgiel Park. That was owned by Miss Winters. And the property next door was a racehorse establishment owned by Mr. Abrahams. Further down the road, Mr. Jones had four Oaks. And I think the Luxons had Essex Park. That's about the extent of my knowledge on that area.
Mm-hmm. So these gun emplacements, what part of the country would they be now? Are they developments?
They're all, with one exception, which is the one on our south east corner. There was one there, and the rest were all in the timber on the hill, and in where the houses are now.
Is this James Alexander Hill? I mean, which hill are we talking about?
We're talking about, actually, the property here was a square mile.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes from here right to the Helmer Road.
Mm-hmm.
And the emplacements were from here to there. It's really within a square mile. So what
streets would that be now?
I don't know all the streets, but it goes beyond James Crook on the south side.
Mm-hmm.
There was a timber, several acres of timber there.
Mm-hmm.
And they were full of trenches and barbed wire.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, the James Crook and, John Faulkner, of course, and then right further down, almost to Matthew Flinders. So it was that whole area, really, which is just over a square mile. I don't know the other properties, whether there were any placements there or not.
Right, do you know anything about Hullam? Whether there might have been guns down
No, I don't. Or? I don't know. I only know this property, really. I don't know how far the entanglements were to the south. I'd imagine they were some there, but I don't know.
Because we keep finding fences and bits and pieces between here and Hullam.
Oh dear, yeah.
That people then say, what are we going to do about this? And doesn't have any.
No, well, we're still finding old, or we were still finding that it was a farm. I'd steal pegs and bits of barbed wire and that sort of thing.
Right.
But they were well cleaned up by about 1946, 47.
What do the gun emplacements look like?
Well, they're just long trenches with an area for a machine gun or something like that. More or less semi-boomerang shaped trenches.
Mm-hmm. And there were other trenches built as well, weren't there?
Oh yes, there were quite a few trenches just for the infantry, no doubt.
to defend.
Yeah, they were going to defend Endeavour Hills, which wasn't Endeavour Hills then. So, but the threat, well, the thinking was that the Japanese were going to come up through from Western Port Bay. I don't know why, but that was the thinking.
So where were the POWs housed?
In Roval. It's just almost opposite the nursery on Stud Road, if you know that. There's a hill going up towards the power lines.
Mm-hmm.
And there was quite a lot of huts in there, which housed firstly the Americans and the Italians.
So the soldiers were camped there, were they?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What year do you think that was?
It would have been from 42 on, I'd say, or maybe 43 on, I'm not sure about that.
That the Americans moved out and the Italians
moved in? Oh no, the Italians, no, the Americans moved out in 44, and then some of the Italians were put in there from then on.
So it would have been like 43, 44 that there were exercises?
================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================ when the Americans started coming across the property, but it was around about that time.
And how often would they do exercises through the property?
Oh, well, they used to come and camp. They camped in the bush and they do all sorts of exercises, even going through fences with vehicles and things like that. So it was full war footing, really.
Yeah. And was that in conjunction with any Australian troops? Or?
No, I don't think so. I think it was just to keep the Americans occupied while they were here in camp.
And they
were just in transit, really.
Oh, so it would be a succession of American
forces? I would imagine so, yeah.
Something like that. Mm.
When I first came here, I think the farm started just where the Oakley Motel is now. There was a dairy farm opposite, and the rest was just rural land right out. It was with us just a single lane highway. Out here the roads were unmade, of course, and the hills were steeper. But it was really country. Dandenong was full of horse-drawn vehicles. We used to drive cattle into the market on the roads. We even drove them to Dandenong Station. We drove 200 head there in about 48, I think it was.
Which way did you go?
Oh, straight down Heatherton Road and in Stud Road. Power Road didn't exist then.
Didn't it?
No, Power Road was... Oh, sorry, Power Road didn't go through to the highway. I think I was wrong there. We went in Power Road to Clough Street with the cattle. And Power Road was put through by Mr. Abrahams and Mr. Hartley subsidising the council to put a road through, because Clough Street and Power Road used to flood, and Hallam Road used to flood, so there was no access to the property at all, and in the winter times we couldn't get through. So they subsidised the putting a power road right through the highway. And we also drove cattle to Narre Warren, from Narre Warren, along the main roads.
Where would you be taking them?
From here to the railhead.
Oh,
or from here to the market.
Oh.
So, and the market, of course, then in Dandenong was in Cleveland Street. It wasn't the original cattle market was in Cleveland Street. It wasn't in the other area, in the present area for a long time. Mm. So, of course, I broke horses in driving down the main street of Dandenong in the gig, that sort of thing. I don't think there's anything. The local people, we had some characters. There was a chap called Bill Carpenter down here. He used to live on an orchard opposite the shopping centre here. There was an orchard with a small hut on it, and Bill and his wife lived there. They used to drink, I think, methylated spirits, but they were always paralytic and quite funny. They were some of the local characters. We had another character over here in Smithy, over near the Hallam Bridge on Hallam Road, and he lived in the Tuchy on his own. He was a hermit type fellow. But I can't think of anything else of interest in the area.
What was your main sort of produce?
When I came here, it was a dairy farm. It was Hartley Jersey Stud was the name of the place. And that was sold out in 1949. And it was then turned over to cattle. After that, in 57, we went over to sheep. And we had, there's not even there, I think, on the fat lambs we had. We had a great success with fat lamb raising here, and we were able to stock the market with the sheep and some cattle. And after that, the property was sold in 61.
As early as that?
Huh?
As early as that? Because the development didn't happen for a long time.
No, well, the property was sold and nothing happened for some time, but it was...
Where was it sold to? Was it
initially it was sold to CHI. Oh. And they sold it 12 months later to Lendlease. Oh. Or Cambridge Credit, I'm not sure which. It was a matter of CHI and then either Cambridge Credit or Lendlease took over. But it wasn't actually developed until about 69.
No, because being the 1970s sort of connection.
That's right, yes. I think even A.V. Jennings put a deposit on the place in 61 and didn't go ahead with it. But it certainly wasn't developed until about 69. Finally taken over to 69, I suppose.
So it was just vacant, wasn't it?
No, we still ran cattle on it.
Right.
Right until that time.
And which part was developed first?
Now that's a good question. I'm not too sure now. My memory's a bit vague on that. Where they started developing. I just can't remember, to be honest. Where they started, I know the shopping centre down here started about 18 years ago, and that was on part of the original property here. But where the houses started, I just don't remember.
So it'd be about 74, wouldn't it?
The shopping centre about 18 years, yes. No, my son was born in
77.
He was born in 77, so we were around about 76, 77 when they started the shopping center. Mm-hmm. Started the excavation for it. That took ages, of course. So that was about that time.
Was there a problem with the soil?
No, they just decided to go down. You can see our boundary goes down about 30 feet where they chopped it off. And they just decided to take out huge amounts of earth for some reason or another. I don't know why. So I decided, I suppose they wanted a flat site. It took away most of the hill.
A bit like Heatherton Hill out here.
And yes, that's right.
They've taken for the other side.
Yes. Why they did it, I'll never know, but they did it. I can't think of anything else that would be of interest locally.
And who was at Four Oaks before that was developed?
Four Oaks? That was Jones, I think. He had that. I'm sure it was Jones.
And was he the one that sent horses overseas?
Yes, Remounts, I think it was. Yes, that would be right.
Stories about him putting them on aeroplanes or something.
Oh, really? I don't know. I didn't know much about him. But it would be Jones, I'm sure.
And who were the properties that you had the most contact with?
We didn't have a great deal of contact with the properties. This property over here, which was Shantanagore, recently changed hands several times. We had Miss Winters, and then there was Richards and Algie, two bachelors. After that came Noel Kirby, I think, who was the secretary or the manager of the Chamber of Commerce. And then came the Pickin family.
And they renamed it Mosquito Park.
They renamed it Mosquito Park, yeah.
What did they run on the property?
They had sheep mainly. And then I think I'm not sure who had the. After that came a share farmer with cows, dairy, but I don't know who owned it. I can't remember who owned it at that stage.
Do you think Mr. Pickin took the front doors with him when he left?
I've no idea.
Because we've often heard that they were carved with scenes from Bobby Burns' life.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's Muskell Park. I don't know if you know, but that was one of Bobby Burns' farms.
Was it? Mm. No, I didn't know that. No.
In Scotland, so. Well, Mosquito was Mosquito. And he carved the front doors with all these scenes of Bobby Burns' life, so.
Oh, really? I wouldn't be surprised, would I? I don't know anything about that. No.
It's one of those urban myths that you get around the place.
Yeah, well, I suppose you can go and see if the doors are there.
No, they're not there.
They're not there. No. No, I don't know.
So I've often wondered about him.
No. Yes, well, I don't know what happened to the Pickins even. They just left, went off somewhere else, I think to another property, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. And why were sheep run in this part of the country when all the rest of the area, like Hallam and Murray Warren, was all dairy farming? What was different?
Well, this was a dairy farm, of course, for the Jersey stud. But this land is not, or it wasn't, it was a really, really fertile land. It was, and the area was so big that it would be too big for a dairy farm, really. Mm. But they, both properties have had dairies on them. Yeah. So it's just a matter of changing times, I think. Mm.
I was just wondering if there was something different about the soil or something that made sheep more appropriate.
I don't think so. Actually, people thought the sheep weren't appropriate because of the foot rot problem.
Yeah.
But we managed to avoid that by dipping and making sure sheep were clean before we put them on the property. Mm. So we got caught once and that was enough.
Yeah.
So, but the sheep were successful here, apart from the drought in 67. We still had sheep on then in 67, so the drought then was pretty rugged.
So you'd have been here before GMH and all
that? They came soon after, yes, yes. Yes, that was all just rural land there. The whole area down there was just completely rural.
And was it still farms at that stage?
Yes.
Or had the land been bought up?
No, it was still farms.
Well, do you know who was on those farms?
No, I don't. No. I know the Carroll family auctioneers, they had a property down in Kids Road, which is opposite the farm there now.
Mayuna?
Yes, that's right. That was the Carroll property opposite. But I don't know who had the other land. I haven't got the faintest idea.
There was a school building, we think, on the GMH land.
That's quite possible, I don't know. You'd have to go back in the archives for that one.
Yeah, we're having trouble locating that one.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Too close to the Remembering Creek. Always having trouble with the floods.
Oh, right. Getting to school.
Yes.
Yes, I see. Yeah. Yeah. So there was quite a problem in those days, the flooding.
Mm. Have you had many floods since you came here, or was that sorted out?
No. Well, the road, power road was put through well after I came here. I'm not sure which year, but it was probably 48, 49, something like that. And of course, Heather Road always flooded down there, which. But we were often flooded in, apart from horses, of course. So the cars couldn't get out. And that would be right up to a 49, something like that.
was when those big companies went in, wasn't it, that they finally sorted all that out?
Not really, no. It was mainly because of the Abrahams and the Hartleys asking the council to put a road through.
No, I mean sorted out the flooding, reduced the flooding.
Well, they didn't really reduce it.
Didn't they?
No.
You reckon it could still be as bad now?
Well, no, because the subdivisions have provided drainage, and then Yilong Creek has been enlarged, but that took a long time, but it wasn't just in those days. But then Yilong Creek was flooding, I think, up until 3 or 4 years ago. That's on Hillion Road.
Yeah, I didn't know it was that recent.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it was then. I've got to go back in time, but I'm sure it was about then. Now,
do you want to say a bit about the Hartleys?
Well, there's not much to say, really, I suppose. The Hartleys came here in 1942. Mr. Hartley was involved with making canvas products for the army, I think, at that stage. And he was making, doing contracts and canvas products for the army. And he decided that it was a good time to buy here because Mr. Cooper, who owned the far side of the property, was very sure that the Japanese were going to come, so he wanted to sell out in a hurry. And Mr. Jones, who owned this property, was of the same mind, I think. And so they sold out rather cheaply to Mr. Hartley, I'm sure. And so he was he moved in at the right time. And at that stage he was just on canvas, in canvas, and then later he became a nurseryman and a garage proprietor, so he was mixed up in business in Melbourne. Mrs. Hartley was originally his secretary. She was widowed during the war, and they met and married. They came here in 42 and started to develop the place. He decided then, they had sheep at that stage, he decided then to establish the Jersey Stud, and went round to very many places and parts of the country buying cattle. And he decided then, in 1949, to disband the cattle and come back to sheep and cattle, mainly cattle at that stage. That's about the extent of their occupation here, I think, really. They did a lot of improvements to the place. Managed to have people dig a channel, or a pipeline from the channel, the open channel up in Helen Road, which is about a mile up Helen Road and then a mile across the property, to supply water to the place. It was all dug by hand, with no machines. And then they managed to, from then they were able to pump water up into the overhead tanks and supply the property for the cattle with water. That was a big undertaking in those days. But that's about the extent of their occupation here, really.
Well, thank you for your time.
Right, I don't think you'll get much out of that.